This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll be frank with you. This is one of those moments. I'm at a crisis moment because it's the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have a lot of things I want to get to, and I feel like I'm going to rush something in order to do it, so we're just going to take it step by step. I need to address the whole they're after your kids thing and how we have to be more diligent. I mean, I'm looking at a headline right here, Planned Parenthood. They're getting a mobile clinic that'll take abortions to red state borders. That's horrible. All right. I have to get to your phone calls about what your phobias are, weird ones or ones you're ashamed of. 877-377-4373. I have emails to get to. I have this list of phobias Chris put in front of me. And it's sad, hilarious, and I think half these are lies. I have really important things to do, all right? But we're going to begin with the one I'm a little bit embarrassed about. I'll put it to you that way. I've really only ever had two, I don't know if I would call them phobias. One definitely was. One was heights. I say was because the Marine Corps basically beats that out of you. I mean, you're... They had you rappelling down cliffs without a safety harness on in the rock. You can't, you just have to find a way to overcome it or you're not going to make it. Now, I still don't love heights, but I'm not standing on the edge of a cliff peeing my pants. So I would say that. But there is one that I still do not like, and I find it kind of embarrassing. I'm not scared of flying or boats or cars or spiders or snakes or none of that stuff. I don't like being in super tight, closed spaces. I really do not. When I was working construction, you remember, I come from a construction family. We were putting in a sewer line, if I remember right. Sewer line. Yeah, it was a sewer line. It was a California job. Remember, we did construction projects wherever the work was, all over the country, Montana, Arizona, California, all these places. But we were putting in a big sewer line up there. And I was always down in the ditch. I mean, I didn't have experience, and I was the low man on the totem pole. So whatever the crappy jobs were, that's where I was. So I was way down in the ditch. And some of those ditches can get real deep. I mean, you're down there. Shoot, I think this one in particular was 30 feet deep. So you're down deep. And the pipe we were putting in was, I believe it was 48 inches. Chris, that's 4 feet, right? Yeah, 48. It was 48-inch pipe. So that's big, but... Do keep in mind, for the purpose of our story, I'm 6'8". You have to have the pipe on a specific grade. It has to be exact. So how this is done a lot out there now is there's a laser. You take a little laser and you put it in the bottom of the pipe you've already laid, and then you keep attaching new sticks to the pipe, and you have a target you put on the end of the pipe, and the laser will shoot it. It'll tell you if you're on grade. Does that make sense? Chris, you're stupid, but if that made sense to you, it should make sense to everyone else. All right, so it made sense to Chris. But you can only go so far, and then your laser's getting really far back there in this really dark pipe. And again, it's a pipe. There's no breeze blowing through. It's a pipe. Somebody has to go back 200 feet, 300 feet, 400 feet back into the pipe to retrieve the laser. What, Chris? Did I ever think I was Andy Dufresne? Quit making me laugh, Chris. We're making a serious point, but yes, I did, actually. I imagined that in my mind. So, obviously, being the low man on the totem pole, that job often fell to me. Well, you're on a construction crew. Construction crews are rough, round, rough dudes. And my father was the superintendent, ended up being the owner. So, and my dad would want people to crush me if I was a wuss. There's no chance I could ever do anything that would have somebody call my dad and say, your son's a weenie. I would rather die. I'd rather go in the pipe and die. So you don't have an option of saying, I'm too scared. You don't even have an option of asking scared. Hey, Kelly, get up there, get the laser. I would have to do this, and I would be 5 feet into this tunnel, and I'm basically crab walking slash crawling when your thighs burn out, and my heart is pounding out of my chest in this whole thing, and it's dark, and like I said, it's warm, so there's no breeze. And I was always, and still to this day, am embarrassed by that. If I get in something where my shoulders are closed in or a closet or something, I don't like it. And I don't know why. Like, I can't describe for you why, but I don't like it. What, Chris? Yeah, you see, you say you don't want to be crushed. That would make sense, except I was as safe. I mean, I was safer in that pipe than I would be at home in bed. You have bedding all around you. The pipe itself's not going to collapse. There's no crushing going to happen. The pipe's not going anywhere. And I knew that. So the fear doesn't make sense. But I can't help myself. All right? What are your weird phobias? Dave in Wyoming, go.
Oh, my God, brother. There is no reason on God's green earth to have ticks. Like T-I-C-K-S. I hunt. I fish. And I cannot stand those critters. I don't know if it's a phobia as much as I just can't stand them, but those things will wake me up out of a dead sleep if I feel one crawling on me.
Oh, people who have never experienced, people who don't do a lot of time outdoors, you know, I did a lot of hunting and stuff like that. They don't know about ticks, man. Ticks, so we used to have to pick ticks. We used to have Airedale dogs when I was in Ohio, and that we'd have to pick the ticks out of them because they were outside dogs, and these tiny little ticks would blow up like a dime. They'd be the size of a dime. Just a fat little blood sack sitting there, and you'd have to burn them off. Gosh, that gives me the heebie-jeebies. Keith, Idaho, what are you afraid of?
Two places I hate to go, and the dentist is both of them.
You know, that's not an unreasonable phobia, though. I'm not afraid of the dentist, but you're stuck there. You're basically in a torture bed, and somebody's drilling things in your mouth and sticking pieces of metal in your mouth. That's a lot of stuff in your mouth. I don't know about Johnny in Jersey. Go.
For the life of me, I don't know what it is. I can't really stand white sauces like Alfredo or white stuff like ricotta cheese. Ricotta cheese and
well, maybe that's because ricotta cheese is disgusting. I don't know who you people are that are continuing the ricotta cheese industry, but cheese is so delicious and yummy. And then there's this mushy filth. Ugh. Carrie in Colorado, what are you afraid of?
Frogs and toads.
Why?
I hate them. They're just gross. I can handle spiders and bugs and all that, but not a frog and not a toad.
Yeah, I used to go run around outside and catch frogs and toads and stuff like that all the time when I was a kid. And I will tell you, I mean, I don't have a phobia for them. I did not enjoy the fact that they pee on you all the time. I didn't like coming home and having to explain to my mom that I was covered in frog pee. Smith in St. Louis, go. Smith is gone. He's no longer with us. No, I'm kidding. I hope he's alive. Michelle in Texas, go.
Feet. Just, I don't know why, but I couldn't even rub my husband's feet. I would get sick.
You know, that's understandable. Feet are gross. One of the things you don't realize is how much people consider feet to be really, really, really disgustingly gross. And throughout history, feet were really, really gross. I mean, you do walk on them, right? The wife won't allow people to wear shoes in the house. And that's something I generally didn't do. So it wasn't a hard adjustment for me. But every now and then, I'd simply walk in with my boots or shoes, walk into the kitchen, get a drink or something. And she did explain, and she's pretty correct on this. You stand and pee when you go to the bathroom. You're walking through someone's spit down the sidewalk. You know what? This is getting gross. 877-377-4373. We'll get to more of these in just a moment. Let's get to a couple emails first. Dear fan of Frito Bandito, I'm not concerned whatsoever if you were rude to the guy you gave a burger to. I just can't understand why a man as smart as you cooks the famous Jesse Kelly burger one at a time. I have always wished I was your neighbor, but anyone can do at least 6 burgers at a time. I'm not going to wait in line. Says his name is Daryl. Okay. I feel like I've been pretty adamant about this point before, But I do lose focus about the fact. My mentor, Michael Berry, tells me, always keep in mind your audience grows every day, and most of your audience hasn't heard many of the things you have to say. Why would I cook Jesse Kelly burgers one at a time? The world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers? We'll talk about that. And great white sharks in your phobias next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and subscribe, and then leave a review talking about how handsome I am. That's the most important part. You know, we talk a lot about how communism is a religion. And I'm going to get back to these phobias and things like that in a couple of minutes. But we talk about how communism is a religion. And man alive. These people, there's an op-ed in the LA Times, how juvenile white sharks, those are great white sharks, in search of warmer waters, disrupt life off the California coast. It goes on to talk about how great white sharks are eating everything off of there, specifically things like otters and whatnot. Wrap your mind around how truly deranged you have to be to think a great white shark eating an otter is somehow a reinforcement of the nut job worldview you have. That these people are mad. That's one. Two, I do think it's important, because we tackle the heavy issues on this show. I think it's important we need to talk about how God made otters. And believe me, Lord, please don't strike me down. I'm certainly not questioning your plan, Father. But the otter, you've seen the otter, right? The otter, he lays on his back in the ocean, munching on nuts or whatever, oysters or whatever it is they manage to dive down and get. Now, we're talking about phobias a bit tonight just because it's fun and it makes me laugh. I'm not scared of the ocean. I love the ocean. I love to snorkel. Love to snorkel. Dive in that water. I'll dive down. I've scuba dived a few times. I live and die for the ocean. I don't spend a ton of time on my back, though, looking up at the sky. And if I was a freaking sea otter that got eaten routinely from down below, I don't think I would ever lay on my back to eat. And do keep in mind, they're eating. And this is an animal that can exist on land. You're telling me you can't take the oyster and swim to where there aren't great white sharks to consume your oyster? You know what? Screw the otters. I'm glad the great white sharks are eating them all. What, Chris? They're endangered? No wonder they're endangered. They're stupid. If you're sitting above a bunch of great white sharks swimming below you, and you choose to roll on over to your back and just pull a Joy Behar in the ocean while you stuff your face, you deserve to be eaten. I don't have any sympathy at all. You know what doesn't do that? Sea otters? Losers. Shrimp. Shrimp would... What, Chris? Shrimp would never do that. And definitely not the shrimp at Biloxi Shrimp Co. Because American shrimpers in American shrimp boats, they go out and get that shrimp. Then they sell it to you at great prices and they mail it to your front door. 95%. That's the percentage of shrimp in this country that is bought and consumed from other nations, almost all of them hostile communist nations. I can't imagine how much shrimp I've bought in my life, and I've funded communism with it from countries that hate us. Biloxi Shrimp Co., right here in America. Great family, great people, American shrimpers, American jobs, and a lot fresher shrimp, obviously, because it's coming from freaking Mississippi instead of Vietnam. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off the entire order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. Mike, what are you afraid of?
I am absolutely terrified of creepy kids. The poltergeist kid, the kid from Sixth Sense, all of them. I mean, I've never condoned hitting a child, but when they're creepy like that, lights out, baby.
You know, I was... My My parents wouldn't let me watch rated R movies when I was a kid. Bunch of squares. That's 100% the right thing to do. But and so as a kid, when your parents won't let you watch rated R movies, you naturally make friends with the kid in school whose parents sucked and let him watch whatever he wanted. That way you could go over to his house and you guys could hang out and you could watch rated R movies and finally find out what all the blood looks like in Rambo and everything like that. I did that one time. And my buddy dials up Children of the Corn, speaking of scary kids. And I thought to myself, what a stupid concept. Who's scared of kids? And then I watched this movie where they're taking these pitchforks and they're stabbing adults. I haven't been right since. You know what? I might go home and give my own kids up for adoption tomorrow. Isaiah, Virginia, go.
So I'm 20 years old, granted, but I am deathly afraid of heights. And I learned this quite easily on a hot air balloon ride. And you know those things go pretty high. I will be the one to grab onto anything that I can find because I would be so scared of going over and dying. They will literally be damaged to the hot air balloon.
You know, I do have to say this, Isaiah. I shouldn't have cut him off because now I'm going to drag the poor man. And it's not fair to him. But, oh, well, life's not fair. If you're scared of heights, Where did you think the hot air balloon was going to go? Did you think you were going to get in the hot air balloon and it was going to tunnel underneath the earth? What, Chris? Oh, no, Chris, that wasn't therapy. We were on a boat one time. We were out, I believe it was right down here in Galveston Bay, and it was one of those horrible tour boat type things. We were out on a boat one time, and it was this big group, right? And so you have all these people you don't know. And I'll never forget it. There's this lady on the boat, and she has a life jacket on. And she is white-knuckling her husband and white-knuckling part of the boat. And every time we'd hit a wave on this little thing, she would let out a little that's, ah! You know, it kind of sounded like, ah! Every single time she'd grab a hold. So we'd hit a wave and it would be, ah! And then she would say things like, can we go back? Can we go back? And it turns out she's not only deathly afraid of the ocean, she's deathly afraid of all water, and she can't swim. So what kind of a tour of Galveston Bay on a boat, what did you think the tour was going to consist of exactly? Did you think there were going to be no water involved? I mean, look, if that's how you feel, fine. Move to Nebraska. And you know what? Better yet, move to 29 Palms, California. Take it from me. There's no water there. None. Absolutely none. It's just the worst hellhole on the planet. 877-377-4373. Sean in Spokane, go.
Band-aids and glitter. And I don't care if the band-aids have been used or not.
Hold on. You're scared of new band-aids? Why?
I don't know. They creep me out. I want nothing to do with them.
What do you think the band-aids are going to do to you, Sean?
I don't know.
I guess you never know. All right. 877-377-4373. One of Trump's top men came out and was blasting some of the weaklings that were around Trump. I think it's fair, and I think it's unfair. I've done that before, too. Trash some of Trump's hires. Again, I think that's fair and unfair. I will explain what I mean in just a moment, and we'll get to more phobias. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. On occasion, we try to do some self-help things in between politics and fart sounds and things like that. So look, I think, fellas, we all need to learn how to buck up every now and then and become more of a man, right? So when I need guidance on being a man, I go to Rear Admiral Butt Gig. Chris, could you play the Rear Admiral Butt Gig thing that's not working?
I mean, my sense of manhood is not connected to whether my vehicle is fueled by gasoline or whether it's fueled by electricity. This is a practical matter.
Were you offended by that? And
look, hey, this is a guy who just got off maternity leave. I think we need to take him at his word, all right? Now, not going to spend too long on this because I'm having too much fun with the phobia thing and it's my show and I can do whatever I want, but one of Trump's top guys, he was the White House Presidential Personnel Office. He was the director of that, John McEntee. He gave an interview on Breitbart News Daily about Trump's political appointees. And he said so many of them were weak and they broke under pressure when the media would pressure them. And then they would give Trump bad advice. Now, I personally, as you know, I like Trump. I think he was a great president. I hate how he handled COVID, but I like Trump. But you also know I've criticized his personnel choices were nothing short of embarrassing. And that's a fair criticism. If that's your criticism, fine. But that is a fair criticism. But I will actually defend him on the criticism I've levied at him, which probably doesn't make sense. But I will defend him on this because I've had friends of mine, we've talked about this before, and they've told me, Jesse, yeah, his appointees were all terrible. But where is he supposed to pick them from? Where are the ones that aren't terrible? And it's a fair point. I mean, he goes on to say in this article, Trump would pick people who were all about his America First agenda, the agenda you love, the agenda I love. But the second the DC media, the national media, turned up the heat, they couldn't break fast enough. They couldn't cave fast enough. And then Trump would end up caving along with them. So if it's going to be Donald Trump again, and he's the likely nominee, you know I want everyone to get in, but even then, it's probably going to be Trump. He's the most popular Republican in the country. Fine. If we're going to get round two, fine. Works for me. Where are we going to find them next time? It's something I hope the Trump team is already digging into. Where are we going to find people next time? Because listen, even as a Republican, it's a great resume builder to be White House chief of staff, this person in the White House, the White House comms team. When you walk out of a position that prestigious, no, you don't get to walk into Harvard, CNN, and MSNBC and everywhere else like the Democrats do, but you're going to have a job for life. How many people who were even loosely associated with Reagan had careers for life out of that? Ah, I accidentally bumped into Ronald Reagan once when I was 12. Hire me, and they would still give out jobs. We need true believers. Again, that's to their credit. The communists hire true believers. We do not. We hire a bunch of low-T weaklings, and we wonder why we get screwed over by our people every time. All right, before I get to your phobias, I have to go down this list Chris printed for me because some of these are total crap. Some of these are not real. Someone knows, Chris, someone made some of these up. Like this one. Angrophobia, fear of anger. Okay, that's not real. That's somebody with too much time on their hands. This one, there's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce most of these. Arachibuddyphobia, something like that. Fear of peanut butter. Oh, to up yours. That's not real. Astrophobia, fear of outer space. Do you think that's something you're just going to trip and fall into? What does that even mean, fear of outer space? Barophobia, fear of gravity. Oh, come on. Chris, I found one you're infected with. Chromatophobia, fear of spending money. That's right up your alley. Chaurophobia, fear of clowns. That one's legitimate. What? At one point in human history, did we think dressing up a grown man with all kinds of makeup and fake ears and things like that and having him perform for little kids, at what point did we think that was, like, smart? I don't know if you've seen that. Actually leads me to this. I don't know if you've seen the newest Project Veritas video, but there's a teacher sitting down, and he, of course, exposes himself as a communist who hates you and your kids. This is a little of it. I'm not going to play a bunch because the audio isn't great. It's 17, Chris.
Trust me, I want to, like, burn down the entire system. I have a rather large TikTok following. Yeah. I'm an authority figure, so I'm going to give out a Christmas message of like, hey, if your parents don't love and support you for who you are this Christmas, yeah. them. I'm your parents now. Sure. I love you. Drink some water. Proud of me.
Okay, we're not going to bother addressing that particular part of it, but I will address this part of it. If you see the video of this person, and it's not hard to find if you're anywhere online, you see the video of this person. It's a dude. It's a dude with his hair dyed green. His fingernails are painted. He's got piercings all over himself. Tattoos up and down. Not that I'm anything against tattoos, but it's he's sitting there looking like, I mean, a cardboard cutout of any communist turbo freak. And my question is this. If you're a parent, you're dropping your kids off with the teacher. What exactly do you think that teacher's intentions are? Why do you think that person sought out the teaching profession? Do you think a young man in his 30s with green hair and painted fingernails and piercings all through his face, do you think he went and got his degree to teach your kids just so little Aiden can learn math? He's there for a reason, and it's not to teach him math. As a parent, how does that not go through your head? And set aside as, oh, don't be judgy. Why? I find judgy to be extremely beneficial when it comes to my kids. No, actually, that's one too many piercings, and your fingernails are painted, and you're a dude. I think I'll be having someone else watch over my son. We've got to be a little better about that. All right, more phobias here in a sec. Magariophobia, I'm just going to start making up these names. Fear of cooking, I guess my mom had that. Octophobia, fear of the figure eight. Okay, that's another one that's completely made up. That's not real at all. Zoogerphobia, fear of vacuum cleaners. That's a feminist one, apparently. Now, there are lots of these. All right, your phobias. Greg in Ohio, go.
Padded toilet seats.
Padded toilets? Okay, I know what you're talking about. Is this a germ thing?
Back in the old days, it's not so much a germ thing. The first time I sat down on one to take a dump, I felt it squishing up around my backside, and it just sent a shiver up my spine. It just did not feel right. You think I'm joking, don't you?
I will tell you something. Look, I hate to back the man up. I've got a little bit of a different version of this. I hate to back the man up, but when I was a kid, we'd go see my cousins sometimes. One of my aunts, aunt and uncle, they had some padded toilet seats in their house. And the padded toilet seats were getting older. Now, again, a dude requires an oval toilet anyway. Ladies, you wouldn't understand. There's not enough freaking room for everything in a round toilet seat, but setting that aside, the padded toilet seats were getting older, and they had developed cracks in them. And I still remember this, and I was a child, sitting down on the toilet seat and it pinching me in the rear end. It was like I was a Boy Scout visiting Joe Biden, just boom, pinching the rear end out of nowhere. It was wild. All right, we're going to get to a couple more of these, then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to, and then we're going to get out of here, and we'd probably be kicked off the air by tomorrow, but it's been fun. Before we do that, it'd probably be better if you don't starve to death. Headline, Biden's growing food crisis. It goes on to describe how food is getting more and more scarce and more expensive. So that's great news. Do you already have your emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply? The time to have that is now, not when you show up at the grocery store and the shelves are empty or they flat out close the place. Every person, every single one, adult and child, everyone needs a 3-month supply of food. My Patriot Supply has been doing this a long time. That's why they have so many 5-star reviews. They have a 3-month food kit ready to go for you. They have partnered with the show. They have them $150 off, or no, I'm sorry, $250 off for my listeners. You have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That gets you $250 off every kit. Everyone in your home needs one. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we'll be right back here tomorrow. I won't drop another, hey, I'm leaving for the week thing. It's not going to happen again. It was just like, that was a one-off, okay? A one-off. You can email me your love, your hate, your death threats at jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, before we get to a couple more phobias, headlines I didn't get to, I do want to... I'll talk about something real quick here. As things get worse at a national level with our institutions, there aren't a ton of ways for you and me to fight back because it's too big. We're dealing with people beyond us. How are you supposed to snap your fingers and change the government or change the CDC or the FBI or something like that? You don't have that power. I don't have that power. I mean, I should be as the Shogun, but I don't have that power. It involves all of us doing little things. And that sucks. I'll be honest with you. I hate that. I don't want to do little things. One, little things are boring. Two, doesn't feel like you're doing anything. I don't want to do little things. I want to do big things. Well, you can't do big things. Neither can I. Little things. Where you spend and don't spend your money is a critical part of where we can fight back and how we can fight back. We talk all the time about ESG and DEI and all these things and putting your money where your morals are. Maybe the easiest way to stop funding people who hate you and start funding people who love you is switching to PureTalk. You're going to save a ton of money. You don't even have to give up your phone or your phone number, or you can get a brand new phone if you want, brand new phone number. You lose nothing when you switch to Pure Talk and gain everything. You should not be funding Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Average family saves over $900 a year. When I switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk, my bill got cut in half. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly. All right? Corey in Colorado, what are you afraid of?
A long flight next to a crying baby in a seat that does not recline.
That is a perfectly valid fear. As someone who is 6'8", flights have gotten worse. I don't know whether the planes have gotten smaller. Joaquin in Pennsylvania, go.
Jesse Kelly, I actually have two. One of them is I'm afraid that one of these conservative radio show hosts who's sponsored by Shock is actually going to follow through and mail one of these Democrat, communist, estrogenized people some shots to supercharge them to destroy our country. But, you know, back when I was in my late 20s, I started having panic attacks. They felt like heart attacks. And I remember hearing about how Elvis Presley died on the toilet bowl with his pants around his ankles. And my phobia was actually having a heart attack while I'm sitting on the boat, my pants around the ankles, and being found like that.
It's so funny he brought that up because this happened to me. No, let me explain. Before I get to headlines, I didn't get to have to tell you this story. I'm out with some buddies. We are not out partying or anything like that. We were out shooting prairie dogs, actually, and we'd had a long day. I'm guessing I was dehydrated, whatever the case may be, but we're all gathering back at their house that night. I think I was 15, 16 years old. And we all gather back at their house. We eat dinner. And maybe I was sick. I bet I had the flu or something. But on my life, like, we weren't doing anything wrong. We weren't doing anything bad. I felt so lightheaded. But, okay, you know what? I'm gonna go use the restroom. So I go to the restroom. And don't worry, this is not going to be gross or anything. I just had to go number one, right? I lift up the toilet seat, stand up, and get ready to go pee. Man, I start seeing stars, and everything's going back and forth. And I think, what is wrong with me? I don't know what's wrong. My knees weren't locked. I don't know what's wrong. So I hurry, like I can feel something going wrong, and I've never felt this before. So I hurry. I put the seat back down, and my pants are now down around my ankles, but I'm sitting on the seat trying to get my mind right, trying to figure out what's going on. Chris says, did I fall forward? Apparently I did, because the next thing I knew, I woke up and my right side of my forehead was smashed into the sideboard of the floor in front of the toilet. And there I am laying on the bathroom floor like Elvis with my pants around my ankles. And honestly, when I woke up, what worried me wasn't even that I passed out. What worried me was, what if I had died like that? And that's how I got found. I don't want to know more amphetamines. Yeah, I was a big drug guy. You know, after doing all that meth, I just had to pass out for a while. Now, I still think about that. Well, great. Now I don't want to go to the toilet anymore.
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Young girl tips drag queen at Pride event sponsored by Nickelodeon. Nobody's scaring anybody, and it's a beautiful thing. That's a direct quote. It is not enough for your state to ban this stuff. I wish we never had to get to the place where we even had to have these discussions. It is not enough for your state to ban it. Your state should begin criminalizing these things. Melinda Gates on unbelievably painful divorce. Quote, I just couldn't stay in that marriage. She then doesn't go on to disclose anything. I do think it is so wild that one of the most, if not the most influential people on the planet is Bill Gates. Bill Gates' wife, Melinda Gates, gave an interview to Variety, I believe the magazine was, where she said specifically in there she divorced Bill Gates in part because of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, the international sex trafficker. And somehow this doesn't catch on in the news. Somehow we moved right past that to allowing this human being to try to sell us poop water, buy up farmland that he doesn't intend to put meat on, and become one of the foremost climate change activists on the planet. And nobody out there, no one in the press is saying, hey, could we backtrack to the Epstein thing? Exactly. What was it about your relationship with him that would cause your wife to leave you over it? I mean, I've met a bunch of creepy dudes. The wife never chose to leave me over it. I would assume there was more than meeting, no? Oh, well, who knows? $46 billion in COVID unemployment went to fraudsters. Huh? What? A gigantic Democrat spending bill that ended up being full of fraud and waste? Man, if only someone had seen that coming. If abortion is your thing, the Satanic Temple might be your church. Yes, the Satanic Temple came out strongly backing abortion on demand. It's probably worth noting at this point in time that the stated position of the National Democratic Party in this country is identical to the position of the Satanic Temple. Herschel Walker says he's suing the Daily Beast over a story about him allegedly paying for girlfriend's abortion. I don't fall for October surprises, neither should you. Flight attendants will get more rest between shifts under the new FAA rule. That's fine. Get them all the rest we need if we could go back to having pleasant flight attendants. When I was a kid, flight attendants were in generally dimes who were wonderful. Now they're not dimes and they treat you as if you're some kind of horrific burden. Get them all the rest they need if I cannot be treated like a leper. All right. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.